USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The House GOP and the White House have a deal on raising the debt ceiling.
It took weeks, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made the announcement Saturday night.
We have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
Part of the work remaining includes McCarthy writing out the bill's language. He said what's ahead are, quote, historic reductions in spending without any new taxes or government programs. President Biden said the compromise doesn't make everyone happy, but that's the, quote, responsibility of governing. ABC News reports that it's a two-year budget deal that would separately raise the debt limit for 2 years. I'm Jerry Barmash.
One of those who's not happy is Democratic Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut. He said on Fox News Sunday that none of the things in the bill are Democratic priorities.
We capped insulin at $35 for seniors. We did drug price controls. We passed the biggest infrastructure investment in our country ever. We addressed climate change. Those are our priorities.
He did say, however, the bill still might be small enough to get enough Democratic support to pass. Lawmakers in Texas have impeached their state attorney general, Ken Paxton. Paxton is now suspended from office pending a Senate trial. 20 articles of impeachment were filed against Paxton with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is celebrating his 100th birthday this weekend. He was born in Germany on May 27, 1923. He and his family were Jewish refugees who fled Nazi Germany and came to New York in 1938. Kissinger served as Secretary of State for both Presidents Nixon and Ford. You're going to need to dig deeper in your pockets to have your Memorial Day cookout this year. Hot dogs, potato chips, condiments, all the staples of that traditional holiday cookout will cost more. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says inflation has driven up prices. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
If you've been traveling by car this holiday weekend, you've probably noticed the roads are a lot more crowded. According to AAA, 37 million people hit the road this Memorial Day weekend, which is a 6% jump from last year. AAA says part of the reason for the increase is cheaper gas. The national average for a gallon of regular unleaded was $3.57, which is down by more than a dollar from this time last year. Another Republican could be adding their name to the running for the White House list.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is reportedly planning to launch a presidential bid. The 66-year-old is in his second term in office. A major announcement is planned next week in Fargo. Burgum expressed concern about the country's political polarization during a recent interview, saying 60% of Americans are part of what he called a silent majority that is not well represented. He joined the list of a half dozen Republicans who have declared their candidacy, including 3 other former or current state governors. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Security being ramped up for today's 107th running of the Indianapolis 500. The track will be using new CEIA open gate devices that allow fans to be screened without needing to remove clothing or empty their pockets or coolers. The crowd is expected to be back at levels seen before the COVID-19 pandemic. The NBA Eastern Conference Finals are going to a Game 7. After the Miami Heat got up 3-0, the Celtics have battled back to tie the series and force Game 7. That Game 7 will be in Boston on Monday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.